Guten Erev Shabbos to everybody. It's Erev Parshas Vayera, Tavshin, Ayin Tes. Hope everybody is doing well. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram Avinu of the Akedah. And the Pasuk says that Avram traveled 3 days and he was looking for the place to do this mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him. He picked up his eyes, Vayar es hamakom merachok. He saw the place from far. What does that mean that Avram Avinu saw merachok from far? Picking up his eyes and looking, that would be more seemingly appropriate to describe Avraham Avinu finding Har Moriah. And we could possibly answer with the following thought. Let's say you have two people traveling on a trip and they're going somewhere, and in the middle of the trip one of the kids says to the family, says to the mother, "Mommy, are we there yet?" And she says, "We're there, we'll be there in a half an hour." And the child says, "A half an hour? We'll be there in a half an hour? That's so far. I can't wait till we get there." And you could have another child that's going in a car with his mother. And he says, "Mommy, when are we going to be there?" And she says, "We'll be there in a half an hour." And the child says, "Oh, half an hour? That's so close. We're going to be there so soon. I don't want to get there so fast." What's the difference between the two children? The first child is going to the amusement park. He's so excited, he wants to go have a good time. So the half an hour seems to him like 3 hours, because when you're looking forward to something, it's always taking longer. But on the other hand, the second child is going to get his shots, his immunizations, is getting to get his tooth pulled from the dentist. So there the child says a half an hour, only a half an hour. He's dreading every minute, and it seems to be coming faster and faster. And that's really the story in life. The things that we look forward to seem far, and things that we don't look forward to seem closer than they really are. And that is possibly what we could say with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was looking forward to going to do the Akedah, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him to offer up his son Yitzchak for an Akedah, and something which he had been fighting the world until now, telling them that they shouldn't offer up their children. But since it was the Ratzon Hashem, Bayar Asa Makom Erachok, he saw the place from afar. He was excited to go. He was excited to do the Dvar Hashem. He was total L'shem Shamayim, and therefore he was waiting and waiting and yearning to be Mekayim that mitzvah. And the truth is, we see that this is the Psukim describing to us in detail that Avraham Avinu wanted to do this, as the Torah says afterwards. That first the Malach said to him, "Ata yodati ki yirei lekem ata." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message to the Malach telling him that, "I realize that you are a full and complete Yirei Elokim, that you want to do my will." And the second proof that we have to this idea is that we see that Avraham Avinu, after he's told not to do the Akedah, he looks around and he finds the aisle. He finds the ram. And the Mefarshim explained that why was Avraham looking around? And the answer is given is because Avraham had that excitement. He wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem, the potential to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that potential was seemingly going to waste. He wasn't going to be able to do the maisa, to do the action that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent him to do. And he was disappointed. So Vayisa Einav, he picked up his eyes. The same idea that we see before. Vayisa Einav, Vayar Merachok, is Vayisa Einav, Vayar Vehine Ayil. He picked up his eyes and he saw that there's a ram that's stuck in the thorns. And he took that ram and he shechted it for Hashem. The challenge that we have to have is that when we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, what we're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't just do it because Hashem told us to do it. We have to do it with enthusiasm. We have to do it with excitement. And we have to learn from Avraham Avinu that even if it's a mitzvah that might seemingly not be so geschmack, as they say in the vernacular, but since it's the Ratzon Hashem, we have to do it with enthusiasm. A guten Shabbos.